I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on the bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. Very exciting tonight. The Panthers beat the Texans in a game that no one cared about. 27-17 preseason football. Even the people in Charlotte didn't care. More people care about the PGA Championship there than the football team, do you think?
You know what was interesting, though? Me and Matt had a notice at one point late in the game they went to a review of what was called a fumble and they returned for a touchdown. No longer going under the hood for the reviews as far as what we saw in the game. I don't know if it continued through the season, but they basically had a guy with a, you know, a Microsoft Surface and a little tablet and like a little hood over that, and that's it. Like he was carrying it around like he was selling peanuts at a baseball game.
And he just looked at it and said that...
He held it up for the ref, and the ref looked at it a couple times, said, okay, that's it. Reverse the call.
Boom. Man, wouldn't that be great if they did it that way, fast? Jesus, they go under that hood like they're working on a car. I mean, they're in there for 10 minutes. It's torture, isn't it? Mafia, I think I hit that bet tonight, by the way.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. I even hit preseason games like nobody else. Who cares if it's a preseason game if it pays, right? Like I've always said, I'll bet on anything if it pays. Like, you know, if I can win the bet and make money, I don't care if they play in postseason, preseason, nuptial season, winter season, loser season, winter, summer. I'll bet on anything. Bet on the Ballers winning a sixth championship. You know what's great about winning again, Mafia, is how much everyone hates us and how we win anyway. Isn't that great? Because I honestly, you could tell everyone hates us, right?
They hate us, but they can't stop us.
They hate us, can't stop us, but they can stop us. We've been beaten. But what's amazing to me is how, like, just for instance, let me just say this, so I hope they're all listening and hate me some more. Here's the deal. Last night we won, right? Do you know what happened to me today? I got bombarded with people when I went up there to shoot this morning. Everyone, not only did I get bombarded by people that were there, I got bombarded with phone calls even from your boy, the pro. He called me too, saying that we're all a bunch of D's. And I was like, bro, like here's the deal. You're a pro player. You don't show up for any games the whole season. You don't pay. You're not a member, and then you show up for the semifinal game? It's just not happening. It doesn't matter what you think. He's like, we're afraid of him. I'm like, no, we've already let you play when you weren't legal, and you beat us, and at 35-20, you didn't even try. Guy's a professional basketball player, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
So when he walked in the gym yesterday, what did everybody do?
No way.
No way is this guy playing. Like, he walks in like he's going to play in the title game. Are you kidding me? So he called me today to light me up. He lit me up and blamed me for everything. Blamed me for Fuego and everything. Then I was like, bro, I was cool with all those kids. You see those kids after the game when I was leaving? And I was like, bro, I think you're a great player, Justin. And I don't know why you're mad at me. I don't make the rules. I don't run the thing. Why does everybody think that I make the rules?
It's loud.
What?
Because you're the loudest one, so they figure he's the one in charge.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I am the loudest one, but that I think I'm intimidating. I'm scary. You don't want to argue with me because it doesn't go well. Secondly, I was cool to every one of those kids last night. Who was I a jerk to?
No one.
And then tonight, how many people were screaming about us tonight?
Everyone.
I mean, what, were they not screaming the entire time, the entire game at the refs? Were they not?
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, like, if they could come on the air right now and admit to me that they weren't screaming and yelling at the ref, did they get teed up?
They did.
Okay. So, like, did we scream and yell at the refs all night?
We did not.
Thank you. Who won?
We did.
All right. So what happened last night when we didn't get any calls? You know, what did we do in a timeout or at halftime? What did we say? Forget the refs.
Right. Win in spite of them.
Win in spite of the refs. What did we do tonight? Don't complain to the refs. Let them call whatever they want. We got to win this game either way. Were we down 9?
We were early on. Absolutely.
And then what did we win by? 8?
Yes.
Facial. And then everybody hates us. When the game was over, was there a guy screaming at our point guard?
There was.
Screaming. What was he screaming? That we get special treatment?
Yeah, because, you know, some guys on our team work there. We get all these calls and say yes.
What does working there have to do with the refs that have nothing to do with the place? The refs don't have anything to do with that place. They're from an outside source.
Right.
They are completely New Jersey refs, are they not?
They are, absolutely.
They're licensed refs. They have nothing to do with that place. They get paid to ref games. Is that right?
That's all they do.
Thanks. So screaming and yelling all night, and how much does everybody hate us?
A lot.
And then who won?
We did.
Thank you.
That's why they hate us.
How great is that?
If they lost all the time, they wouldn't care.
They hate us so much, and all we do is win. Oh, my God. Chicks dig me. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Win. No more money on mine. Win. Win. Hate my guts. Up. Hate my guts. And they like that ass. Oh, girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Chicks dig me. You know what's funny, though?
Chicks dig me.
Is that I actually like all those guys a lot. Do I not like all of them?
Yeah. I mean, when we're coming in for the game,
everybody's
both teams
friends.
Are saying hi to each other, wishing good luck, and that's it.
Everybody's good friends. Everybody's, like, wishing each other luck. No problem. And then what happens when we play?
Once it tips off, everybody hates each other's guts.
It's just, it is the weirdest thing ever, the weirdest vibe ever. Everybody's friends until the tip-off, and then everybody's dead enemies.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though?
Now everybody hates each other again, and that's just the way I like it. Hate me all you want. Blame Pharrell for everything. I'm the biggest D in the world, and, you know. Mafia, I averaged 17.5 a clip this season in that league, and I didn't have a good game tonight, but I did everything I could to help us win, just like you did. We all chipped in, everybody. I hate you too. I hate you more. I hate you forever. I hate you forever. I hate you forever. Oh, that makes me feel so good. You know, what's great about this, Mafia, is that I have to work tonight, which I didn't want to, and tomorrow, which I want to even less. But the fact that I have a 6th championship like Michael Jordan, I can now come to work seemingly without too much problem and go to the Caribbean a 6-time world champ. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate that. I can go on vacation happy. Did I not tell you what was the one thing I wanted to do before I went on vacation, Mafia?
Finish the job.
Finish the deal.
Get the title.
Get a title.
Get that chip.
Get it done. Did we not do that?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Now, that was our team mascot, and he's been on acid for like 3 days. But we let him watch the children during the games.
Blige him.
That's his lover, and they just seem to have, they scare the children at the gym. Was I scaring people here tonight, Mafia?
Aren't you always?
I didn't see the little kid.
No, they didn't come in. I think you were getting loud and crazy right before they were coming out of the studio. That's why I was worried.
I can't, like, you can't bring in little kids in here and then blame me for, like, screaming something. I don't even, like, 1 minute I'm sitting here doing my own thing. Next thing minute I see, like, five-year-olds walking around. This is why they don't have children at work.
Well, more importantly, we can't let your wife know that people are bringing their kids here, otherwise you'll drag yours.
I don't have anything against anybody bringing their kids to work. I just have a problem having to, like, worry about little kids walking around here, right? Because I'm a bad human being.
And we've been enabled for whatever reason. We've got a bunch of mama's boys right now.
And that's our head coach of our team. And he didn't show up for the game tonight. He was drunk. And the commissioner didn't show up either because he hates us, too.
Thank you, sir. May I have another,
So they spent the evening together making love. Our coach and the commissioner.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting.
Well, these things happen, and we have proof of it, and we'll put that on Twitter later. Or on Snapchat, which we're not doing this week because Carver High is vomiting on Bourbon Street as we speak. My guy, I tell you what, he's off gallivanting again, Mafia. This guy, are you kidding me? He's posting pictures from Bourbon Street. Like, are you kidding me? What is next? Am I going to have to bring that guy back in a coffin from Las Vegas? What's the story, Mafia?
No, we'll just ship him back.
All right.
Poke a few holes in the box, send him with the animals down low.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.